USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Western leaders are struggling with how far to escalate their military aid to Ukraine as the Russian invasion seems to be headed to a brutal new turn. Is the West's goal to push for a total defeat of President Vladimir Putin or just force him to the negotiating table? United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a surprise visit to Ukraine over the weekend to offer more aid, including missiles, to take out ships in the water. As the world waits for Title 42 to expire, allowing more illegal immigrants into the country, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to prevent that from happening. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News has a stern warning.
Here's a number I can give all of you that will be repeated over and over and over again as a headline. By the end of the first term of Joe Biden, nearly 20% of all Americans will be here illegally.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Since growing concern about gun violence and 3D-printed ghost guns that can be made at home, President Biden is scheduled Monday to introduce new measures on firearms. Biden is expected to name new and long-awaited replacement nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Biden is also expected to announce new steps to make it harder for people to build and acquire so-called ghost guns. Texas' new heartbeat law has a challenge that nobody really saw coming.
A Texas woman who was charged with murder after performing an abortion on herself was released from jail on Saturday on a $500,000 bond. Lizelle Herrera, 26, was arrested by the Starr County Sheriff's Office and charged with murder. Protesters demonstrated outside her jail. It's not clear under which Texas law Herrera had been charged. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Emmanuel Macron won the first round of the French election, and far-right rival Marine Le Pen will campaign against him for the presidency for a second time. Ms. Le Pen called on every non-Macron voter to join her and put France back in order. Mr. Macron's strategy seems to target Ms. Le Pen's close ties with Russia's Kremlin. More on France's leadership will be known on April 24th's runoffs. Jack Maxey, the whistleblower who turned over the Hunter Biden laptop, says he fears for his life and has fled to Switzerland to continue deciphering the hard drive. Mr. Maxey has now revealed more data exposing the Biden family secrets. He told Newsmax he believes U.S. intelligence agencies took down files he put online.
So with assistance, we chose five different drop boxes around the world, one in New Zealand, two in the United States, two in the United Kingdom. In each case, the material that we put on there, and it was a relatively small amount, 8,000 emails, they were taken down in under 70 minutes. So I would say that the vast majority of them were taken down in under 15 minutes. I did that for about 2 weeks. We probably released several thousand copies of those 8,000 emails. And then I was kicked off of Twitter for the rest of my life. So when I decided I was going to try and do a forensic search of this, I decided Switzerland would be a safe place, neutral country.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pride.